The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.
For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Avodah Zarah, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Rava Kihavi Hav Mashad Gulfi Lafanya, Sachav Lo Pemayu, Chasim Lohu Arbitzayu. When Rava would send Gulfi, which Rashi says were empty kadim, to Harfanya, he would flip them over and he would seal them in such a way that you could tell if it was used. Kasava, Kol Davash Machnisi Lakim, I feel if we shall gospel Rabbanan. Which Rashi says, I feel in my say look haven the fisha gods be rabbanike and atsmai he had the land they say in the shuya be ad over kachaven that even when you leave something in the hand of a guy for a short time they were geyser. And the chiddush of Rav is that this applies by all things. Now there's halach and shulchan aruch your day is simkuf chav beis iftes yesh li zar mi leniach be beis al kachaven klesuda de chashin hashem yishamish bem. You should be nizar not to leave klesud in the hands of a guy because we're afraid maybe he used them. Now, the Gra, over the answer of Katan Chav Gimel, is mitzayin on this halacha, our Gemara over here. Now, it's very interesting, in our Gemara it seems to be clear din, and we're comparing it to Yain, where we asa, but the over there, Lashon Shulchan Aruch is yesh li zahir, which the Yad Yehuda, in his Perush on Taruvos, at the end of Siman Kuf Gimel, he says that the Shulchan Aruch is only saying, Loi kasav zulas yesh li zahir, aval loi shum isa b'diavad, negam kasav dechashin en shem shamish b'hem. Bavur demachshin kol hashimish rak l'safik. That over here, we're talking, over here, we only consider suffix, perhaps, to use it. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch isn't asking to be the Evet. Now, the Rama goes on over there in Kufcha Beis and says that you gave it 10 Uman to fix. So then it's also a problem. And the Rama says this only if you can use it in the same day you brought him. You took it back from him because he's only one suffix. Now, only one suffix, maybe the guy used it or not. But if it's later on, so we have a suffix, maybe he used it. And even if not, maybe it's over 24 hours since he used it. And then whatever time, what came out of it is going to be lefagam. The Taz, in Sif Katan Ches, he has a big arichas, and when he comes out, it depends. The weird is a svek sveka. So it's only going to be mut if he did it b'shaykib. If he did it b'mezid, then we're going to answer it. Now, we have a halacha early in Siman Kuf Yud Ches. It says over there that in Se'if Yud, if someone leaves a guy in his house and there are things that, if he would switch it, be in Issa Taira, Im hu yaitse v'nechnas, ayafil shazman ra v'leidi, dein shadait l'ishais muta, lechashin Hashem hechlef. If he's going in and out, even if he's out a while, but the guy didn't know that he's going to be gone for a while, then it's muta. And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, if you'd base, yesh lahachmer shelo leniach akadei etzel hashvachas, gushein yisol bebayis, you should be machmer not to leave the pots by the maids in the house alone, if there's no yisol in the house. The Rama says, be'ene yaitse v'nechnas. If he is not Yaitzev Nechnas, meaning the only time you have to be concerned about leaving the maid alone with the pot on the fire is if when the Yid is not going in and out. Comes along the Shach and says, it sounds like from the Ramah, that if it's Yaitzev Nechnas, you don't have to be Machmer. And the Shach goes and asks that the Torah say that this is what people rely, that they leave the shivchais alone with the pot when they go to shul. That's like yoytze v'nechnas. V'nochen liwe shemayin l'hachmer. K'kam v'pamim ir kilkul b'dover. V'oyit k'dei l'shmir chalka nesen eschalav b'kadeva. It says in the Torah that it is proper, that the minig is to go to shul and leave the maids alone with the pots, but the proper thing is to be machmir, because there have been a lot of unfortunate incidents, and there's a reason they want to eat milk to improve the food. Says the Shachetz Mashma that Yoshevim b'menechnes is not lechatchil, is only b'di'evet. So the Shach is very bothered why the Ramah seems to be implying that it's only that if it's Yosef v'nechnas, then it's going to be mutter even lechatchila. So the Shach goes on to say a very important Shach, and the Shach says that there are two kinds of Yosef v'nechnas. There's a Yosef v'nechnas where he's going to shul, and the maid knows that this is his habit, that he goes to shul and he takes a certain amount of time till he comes back. Now, she's not totally certain, it is a Yaitzev Nechnas, but based on past behavior and past patterns, she has reason to believe he'll be gone for a while, so it's a very weak Yaitzev Nechnas. And that's where it's not going to be Lechatchila. But a true Yaitzev Nechnas, where he's either coming in and out, or he's not coming in and out, but she has no pattern, there's no past behavior on which she's going to judge how long he's going to be gone. He may be gone for a while, or may be gone for a short time. There, the Shach says, there, the Ramah will hold, it's 100% lechatchila to rely on this Yaitzev and Nechnas. Now, we find in Yeradesim Kuf Chav Ches, if Aleph, it says over there, Oivet Chachavim, Shenisyachanim Hayayin, Afilu Bershusein, Afilu Shamu Etes Asabana. If someone left an Oivik Chachavim with the wine, even a short time, it's Asabana. Avol Mishanay de la Anush, Ein Oivik Avodazar, Mutter Yachayin Esabashusein Lezman Muat. But if we know that he's not Oivik Avodazar, so we have no concern that he'll be Menasach the Yayin, so then it's Mutter to leave the wine alone in our property, Lizman Mu'at. So this is not in his Rishas, but only in our Rishas. Now the Shach Taz over there, in Simkov Chav Chesiv Katan Aleph, the way he explains it is like this, is that we need both. We need that it's only a short time, and in our Rishas. Because if it's in his Rishas, so then we're concerned that maybe he's going to switch his wine with other wine that's Asa. But if it's in the Rishus of Yisrael, where is he going to find other wine that's problematic to mix, switch it with? So for a short time, we're not going to be concerned. Now the Shvili David in Yardaya, in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, on the Shach we mentioned earlier, in Siv Katan Vav, where he quotes the Shach that says that if, when you go to shul, when someone goes to shul, so then it's not called lechatchila to consider that yaitzev v'nechnas. So says the Shvili David, v'yesh loy mekeh, hay gavne, den trepes v'beisei, lo choshe b'di eved, v'kein kasev taz, v'yeshim kof chav ches. He says like this, he says that where someone is leaving the maid alone in the house, and in this house there's no really treifus, nothing she really could ruin, so then maybe it's going to be mutter even when he goes to shul. Meaning, just like the Taz says in his case, that where you, someone leaves a guy alone with the wine for a short time, it's mutter, because there's nothing in the yid's house to switch. It's only in the guy's house where there's something to switch it with that's going to be concerned. So too over here, where someone left the maid for a longer period of time, but it is a form of Yaitzev v'nechnas because he went to shul and he never promised not to come back, and there it's only Yirei Shemayim Yachmeh, so the Shvili David wants to say that if there's nothing in the house, no treifus in the house that the maid could switch it with, so then maybe the Shach will be made, that's going to be mutter, even lechatchila, to do this. Now, in the Igros Moshe, in Yeradeya, Chelek Alf Simas Tamach Aleph, he has a tshuva there about someone who leaves a meshareses nachris in her house to watch her children. So Maisha says it's asa lechatchila to leave her there because maybe she'll cook for herself and maybe she'll cook for the children. And even if it's not her job to cook, maybe she'll cook for herself. And maybe if the person in charge of cooking for the children is late, then she'll do the cooking. He says, b'di'evid, we could be mati if it's more than the me'ez l'ez, if it's more than 25, since it's that, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, simchuch ha'beziv tes. And he says that according to the Taz, if someone did it b'mezid, it's aser. But he says over here, we could consider it not shagig, because people think it's mutter. People think it's mutter. Now it's clear from Ramaisha. The Ramaisha holds that our halacha about leaving a goy is going to be aser b'di'evid, if not for the fact that this person was a, we consider them a shagig, that people aren't aware that this is an issue. I mean, the Igros Moshe holds that essentially the Isser of the Taz is going to apply even in the Yid's house when someone leaves the goy alone with the food. Now, in Avne Yashbe, in Chelek Beis, Yardei Simen Nun Tes, he quotes the Igros Moshe, and he makes an argument, essentially a similar argument to what we mentioned earlier from the, based on the Shvili David, and he says that in the Beis Yisrael, they allow Sveikas, meaning we don't know really that if she did cook anything, or if she did cook things that it's a, things that are aser, and he says it's not matzui, basin avela in a Beis Yisrael. Now again, the halacha we saw before, the case of the Shach, I didn't point this out, the case of the Taz, I'm sorry, was, in the case of Shulchan Aruch, when someone left it in the Goy's house. And that's where the Taz is saying that if someone did it b'mezid, it's going to be aser. The Igros Moshe's case is where someone left it in the left the goita in the Yid's house, and this is what we saw from the Shvili David, that maybe if someone left the maid in a place where it isn't easy for her to find things at us, it's going to be mutter. Again, the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz were talking about when someone left in the base of a goy kalim, and that's where we're saying it's aser. Based on, or at least a chatchila, based on the Gemara we saw. The Igros Moshe is taking a step further. Even when he left the cleaning lady or the cook in his own Yiddish house, is going to be asa. And the Avne Yashbe is making the point that perhaps it should be mutter because in the Yid's house, even if this person did come to cook, it isn't so not necessarily the case that she found something that's asa to cook because it isn't allowed nevela in the Yid's house. And he wants to say that you're not mechuyev talak. His lashon over here in the end is, he says, according to the Igros Moshe, you have to lock all the arayinus hakelim bebayis, or shikanis yehudi kama pama b'meshach hayoyim. According to the Igros Moshe, you have to have either yetzev v'nechnas or some lock and key on the pots, at least a chatchila. But he says, he says, if her job is not to cook, so then it will be mutter, you won't be mechuyev to lock the pots, that's what Avne Yashbe says. V'metafkid levashal v'gam mechel l'sham, shapeh cheshin l'sham hesifa cholov l'shpich hezchelka v'eskimo imen itin l'dina marg rabbi ha'goyin ha'godol ha'grash ha'lev v'vas v'shlita at the time v'goyin echad shlita. So he says that where there is not a lot of non-kosher food lying around, like in the typical case of a Yid's house, so if the Avne Yashbi wants to say that the Baal Shev HaLevi in Goyin Echad Shlita, who he does a name, agrees to him that we could say over there you won't be mechuyev to lock the pots, unless this person's job is to actually cook, and then we will be concerned that maybe she'll add in milk to the pots, because that's something that obviously you could find even in the Yid's house. Now Rav Gedalia Oberlander in Ar Yisrael Yud, he wrote a maim on this topic, and he brings Igros Moshe, and he wants to make a distinction based on the Beis Sha'arim, that Beis Sha'arim in Yardei Simchuch Sadi Tes, but that perhaps Igros Moshe will only aser if he left this person for a long amount of time, like many days, but if it would be a short amount of time, then he says, to be mutter to use the pots la'acha me'es la'es, I'll call upon him la'acha me'es la'es, ayin sham.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.